Well, Paul, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
December is upon us right now, and that means really the meteorological winter season starts. And here in South Central Iowa, after a few years of a lot of cold weather and snow, last year was very different, pretty much a green Christmas, very warm temperatures, some 60-degree temperatures in January. What's the outlook for our area this year?
Yeah, you know, it is looking highly unlikely of sort of see anything of as warm as we had last winter, this coming winter here for us. As things are really kind of out of whack here for what we expect in the winter season last winter. But this winter season is actually looking very up in the air. You often hear a lot of talk about El Nino or La Nina cycles and how they affect our winter weather here in this part of the country. And right now, it's actually a neutral state out there in the equatorial Pacific. So there's no La Nina or El Nino this year, which brings more uncertainty because it just doesn't give us a good read on how things may trend throughout the season. You know, weather trends are going to be a little bit more maybe erratic with maybe some pretty big thaws followed by some several days to a week or two of some seasonally chilly weather as we head through the winter season. So just not leaning one way or the other, though, to, you know, anything well above average or well below average. Just think it's going to end up being a lot of, you know, widely varied conditions through the winter season, just not, you know, swung completely on the warm side of the spectrum like we had last winter.
So really kind of what we've already seen here in the month of November, up and down, you know, 15 degrees above normal and then 10 degrees below, that sort of thing. That's kind of what we're probably looking to expect.
Yeah, that's kind of the best estimate at this point as to how things will play out. It just, you know, it doesn't look like any real consistent trends, but, you know, when you average out the extremes that we see this winter, it'll probably end up being, you know, maybe a bit above average or, you know, certainly closer to average than we saw, you know, the last year here for us. But, you know, it's definitely those precipitation trends, given the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty in temperatures this winter, the precipitation trends are also quite up in the air. With the drought that we have across our part of the country, oftentimes it's hard to get out of those droughts as you get into the winter season, you know, when you have the drought really strengthening through the fall. So a lot of times those types of things kind of perpetuate kind of into the next season following a pretty major drought that we had through the summer and fall season. So it might be kind of tough here, at least for the start of the winter, to get much in the way of precipitation. Doesn't mean that we won't get, you know, any decent snows or rainfalls here as we get more into January, February, but it looks like at least the start of the winter may be trending on the dry side of the spectrum here for us.
If we do get some snow on the ground, say in mid to late December, how will that impact the temperature? Will that maybe bring it back down closer to normal, or how long does that snow have to sit there to kind of cool things down?
Yeah, you know, once you get a, you know, an inch or a couple inches of snowfall, it certainly does, you know, bring a lot of cooling effect to the region, you know, whether it be at night or daytime, because once you get that white on the ground, it reflects a lot of that sun's energy back up to space, keeping our daytime temperatures, you know, a lot cooler than they would be otherwise. So, yeah, if we can get some snow on the ground, that certainly, you know, helps the colder air be a little more perpetual here into in the winter season. But probably going to be getting that blanket of snow that could be the challenge to maybe set things in motion that way.
Talking about the winter, too. Actually, this past Veterans Day, when temperatures on, I think, the 10th went from 68 degrees for a high to 30 degrees on Veterans Day this Sunday, I actually had a couple people talk to me about how that brought up memories of this Armistice Day blizzard in the early 40s and or late 30s, one of the two, where there were duck hunters out on the river, pheasant hunters out in Iowa, and they didn't see it coming. A lot harder for that sort of thing to happen now, obviously, with the long-range models, but just talk a little bit about how meteorologists can kind of project that long-term over a week or so even and get a good feel for what's going on now.
Yeah, well, part of the issue back in that, I think it was it early 40s or 1940, around that time?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah, the part of the issue is I don't think we had hardly any satellites, you know, to look at the cloud formations and the global scale at that time frame. So we just didn't have that vision of, you know, where the systems were building over the Pacific, which is where a lot of our systems come out of that we look at. So those types of systems at that one, as if I remember right, that blasted into the Pacific Northwest, and then it just, you know, hurled across the central and northern plain states. And, you know, we were basically kind of blind to that, and forecast models were just in their infancy at that time, so there was, you know, very little, if any, guidance to go on with that back in that time frame. So these days we have such a satellite network up in space that kind of gives us the idea, you know, the depictions of where the low-pressure systems are, how strong they are, you know, well out in advance, we can see those kinds of systems, you know, sitting out the Pacific, and then the forecast models will guide us as to how, where they're going to track and how strong they might be. Yeah, it'll be, you know, 7 to you know, a week or two in advance, we usually get a decent idea, not exactly how the track is going to be and all the minor details that far out, but certainly that something will be brewing in that time frame.
Well, Paul, you talked about earlier how this will be an up and down, kind of erratic weather season. Is there any indications that might come in the next month that will give us a better, more consistent feel, or do you think that we'll just have to play our way through the next 3 months?
Yeah, unfortunately, the factors that are going to be going into what's going to, you know, really affect our winter weather is, are going to be things that we really can't predict more than, you know, a week or two, maybe a few weeks in advance as far as any, you know, consistent trends that we might see, just because there isn't that driving force of an El Nino or La Nina to, you know, give us more of a consistent trend of any sort. So, yeah, it is going to be something, you know, we're just going to have the foresight of, you know, maybe a week to maybe a few weeks in advance as to what that trend might be. Like right now into December, it looks like it's going to be a warm, pretty warm start to the month, and that might kind of be the first half of the month here with well above average temperatures. You know, things could certainly trend back to seasonally chilly weather once we get to the first part of the month, but right now it looks like at least a mild start to the meteorological winter season.
All right. Well, Paul, thanks very much for all of your insight today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.